Can I ask you?
Mr. Russo, how are you?
What's up?
Just trying to get an idea if we should call it quits and leave you alone, or you want to get help from us. Up to you.
I got a lot of things going on, Zach. I'm trying to do this, too, and pay property taxes and get rides and fucking get a bank statement to a bank. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, to try to save 10 whole dollars a fucking month on my so-called mortgage.
Sounds like hell of a deal, huh?
No, there are. I don't get any deals in my world anymore, Zach, because I backed myself into a wonderful corner, buddy. And I don't like where I am. I got blocked on Facebook today to try to find out some other shit.
Well, we can help you out. But
housing vouchers take a while. I've been trying to get one for a long time. I don't have an email and a Gmail to do all that happy stuff either, buddy.
You got an email.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to use a laptop. I don't know how to use this. I don't know how to use that.
You don't need to know how to do it.
Yeah, well, it makes things a lot easier to be able to function in today's society.
I don't disagree with you, but you don't need to do that to be able for us to help you.
Yeah, I could just sign and then wait for an imaginary place. And what am I supposed to do in the meantime?
You can call me. You can have some peace, give a peace of mind, knowing that you're going to get somewhere better than where you're at. I mean, what, do you want to hang out?
I'd like to hang out and have peace with not having to worry about being out on the fucking street or worry about my fucking money being all over the place, buddy. I can barely shower, shave, eat, nothing without a pain in the fucking ass, okay? I don't like being an asshole. I was just getting ready to call the fucking city and get them to try to extend the damn paperwork on me trying to save 10 whole dollars. But I got two of the four things I needed to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And they need a bank statement from August, from December. And they need a...
They need an arm and a leg, I know.
No, they need a bank statement and they need my 401k money sheet.
Okay. Well, whatever it takes, I know you have the ability to do it, especially for 10 whole dollars.
I used to have the ability to do things, but I have backed myself into a corner and I have to depend on strangers. And that's what I get from getting caught in the court system and the mental health system, okay? Got insurance on a car that I'm not supposed to legally drive. Can go to jail at any time. No one to call. Got bald tires on the car. Got a refrigerator trying to go out.
Well, you know we can help you. You just have to be able to understand that it ain't going to happen without a little bit of a commitment from you. So
I understand. I'm going to call you because you definitely got the best offer.
Well,
I can get out of this godforsaken fucking place and start over.
What happens if you pass? I mean, what if you fall over? You can barely walk, you said. You go in the bathroom on yourself. I mean,
What happens to a dog? It really don't much matter, does it?
I mean,
my money would be out in the fucking open, and my family don't give a fuck about me, so what the hell? I got no health care worth a fuck. Ah, exactly. What happens if I pass? Nothing. I guess I'll go to heaven and have a great, wonderful life because this life sucks, buddy.
Well, I mean, that's just the choice that you're going to have to come and live with. I mean,
yeah, that's what I get for taking disability and getting caught in the court system and having to depend on fucking fools and idiots and fucking people for fucking rides. And I couldn't even buy a pizza without having to go through a fucking drama last night. It's fucking bullshit. Ain't got money.
Uh-huh.
Sitting on $20,000 in the bank. And got fucking $35,000 in a 401k. Yeah. And I can clear $30,000 from this and go somewhere where it's nice and fucking peaceful.
Then why are you making it harder on yourself? I mean,
that's what I need. That's why I need to get the fuck out of here and get a nice house with no fucking drama. Well, I don't have to fix a damn thing, right?
Well, that's what I'm, you know, trying to give you, trying to get you.
Yeah, if I get $30,000 and then I can buy a house with no problems, right?
Like I said before, the voucher is definitely the best way to go in your scenario.
I can't get a voucher if you got money, Zach.
Yeah, well, this it's called asset disallocation.
How does that work?
Well, some paperwork and
I can have assets and still get it.
Yes. Asset allocation is the key. What do you want to do, John? You want me to leave you alone?
No, I want to try to figure out a way. I'm going to call you when I get my mind together on this. I got what's going on. I just need to get in. I'm tired of this. I want out.
Well, I'm giving you a way out. But, you know, you got to be able to work with me a little bit.
I'm like I said, I can't even scratch my fucking ass without problems, okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
I talked to you a couple years ago. I know I did. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, boss.
I can reach you at this number, right?
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna definitely get with you because I gotta make a move. I gotta do something because I'm tired of living like this. I just don't want to be in a bad fucking neighborhood. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And that's what these other people are trying to. Friends of mine are trying to promote. I don't want to go into government housing for $400 some a month and live in the fucking ghetto.
Yeah.
And be beaten, mugged, and robbed some more.
Sure.
You can find me a decent neighborhood.
Well, it's doable. The key is in your hand, buddy.
All right, I'm going to call you because I'm definitely wanting. I just want some kind of. If you could tell me I've got you a place in a decent where I know where I'm going, that would make my fucking life a lot easier. You follow me?
I've told you before, and I'll tell you again. You don't go somewhere, you know, unless you want to go there. I mean, you haven't told me where you'd like to be or anything.
Anywhere that's safe.
Okay. Well, I can do that. That's not a problem. But I can't. My employees aren't free, you know. My workers that work for me, the agents that are going to work with you, they're, you know, this is costing me money. I mean, this conversation is money. I mean, you know, I want to help you, and every time that we, you know, just talk and don't.
I can sign a blind piece of paper. Okay, now I'm Stevie wondering on where I'm going. I can go anywhere. Okay, well, where? Who? Who's going? I don't know who's going
to. I have an agent. I have a place an agent. B will help you. She will help you find somewhere. I mean, what more can I do for you? I'm not sure. You know, I'm not
all
asking.
Right, that's what I want. Let me get. I'll get with you soon. It's real soon. Okay.
All right, man.
Because you've got the best deal going. I can't beat your offer. That's for damn sure. Yeah. Time for me to pack up and go, but like I said, I can't do all this by myself.
Yeah, you can't.
Understand me?
I know you can't.
That's why I got one fucking eye, two fucking hands. My house is trash, and I can't move by myself. I can't do anything by myself. I tried this once trying to get into a government apartment, and the fucking other people let me down when they dropped me because I didn't sign the contract to fucking move into the apartments that I was trying to get for well, whatever amount of money.
There you go.
Yeah, government shit. That's what I get for getting involved with the government.
Well, we can help you, buddy. And you just got to have a little faith. That's the truth.
All right, I believe you. I'm going to call you soon, immediately, like soon.
I don't
okay?
need you to believe me. I just need you to have some faith.
I just need a break. I guess I'll have to trust you. I got to trust somebody.
You're going to have to. So.
Thank you. I'll call you soon.
All right, John.